Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
It is 7:33 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. This is where it all comes together, isn't it? All right. Now, today we're celebrating World Radio Day, and Fresh FM is definitely not going to celebrate World Radio Day. And we did promise you we are going to bring in a gentleman that has been doing this for over 20 years, a gentleman that has inspired a generation of award-winning presenters like myself, thank you very much, a gentleman who we all used to, back in the day, you know, during our hostel days, would sit in a dorm and then wait for those mixes before he introduces DJ Kent. Man, it's a gentleman that has inspired us. That's all I can say. What else can you say but introduce DJ Fresh on Fresh FM? DJ Fresh, my good sir.
How you doing, my dude?
It's all good, my guy. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. Thanks for the incredible introduction. Happy World Radio Day to you, to the kids out there who hopefully you're inspiring to one day fill your big boots. So yeah, man.
Listen, let me tell you, speaking of big boots, I've been listening to you for years. My peers have been listening to you for years. In Namibia, we follow you on all fronts, my man. It is an incredible honor to have you on our platform this morning.
Thank you so much. You know the funny thing, in July, I'll be celebrating 33 years since I was first on the radio.
33? I'm talking about 20-something years. 33
years? No, I lied. 32 years.
32 years.
I started July 1992.
Wow, my guy.
I was fresh out of high school. I heard people on the radio. I knew I could do better than them. I went in. I asked for a job. I got the job. The following year, I was voted DJ of the Year in Botswana. So yeah, man.
Man, that is what I'm talking about. That is what I'm talking about. Listen, growing up, what was the radio culture in your home? Like, was there a radio culture in your home growing up?
The thing is, because I was born in the early 70s. You know, kids who were born in the 60s and 70s will tell you that because there was no TV, radio was the only medium that you engaged with. And, you know, obviously SABC introduced TV in the late 70s, but very few of us could afford TVs anyway. So, you know, we've been stuck with radio since, most of us were born. But there wasn't necessarily a culture. The radio, especially with my folks, was for news. So I'm a news junkie right now because of my folks. So my kids will tell you, at the top of the hour, everyone in the car, everyone must keep quiet while listening to the news. Without fail. It doesn't matter where in the world we are. Top of the hour is news time. And I got that from my dad. So, you know, I became a history and politics junkie because of my dad. And he was in politics, et cetera. But because I loved music, I listened to the radio for music. So I used to record music from the radio onto cassette tape.
Yeah. Good old days.
So that's how my DJ career started. My DJ career started with, like, TDK cassettes, recording music onto cassette, and then DJing for my friends. But then, obviously, at the time, you didn't know you were starting a DJ career.
Yeah.
You were just known as the kid that loves music. So, yeah, man.
Listen, it's actually funny that you mentioned the music. And I'm going to ask you something about your music. Because in debate with someone else that's also on the station, Shaz. She had a formative high school years in South Africa, right? So she experienced you a little different from how we experienced you in Namibia. And according to her, you had way much more impact with your music as opposed to radio. And I don't agree with that. So let me ask you, what had more impact for you, your career, in terms of the work you did? Was it radio or was it your music?
To tell you the honest truth, I could argue that they were equally weighted. Because with radio, you impact so many lives immediately. You know, I always argue that your average listener is one song away from giving up. And often that one song you play is the difference between whether they're going to give up or not. You know what I mean? But in terms of, for instance, the Fresh House flavor and the culture it created, the compilation culture, the DJ culture, the house music culture, I mean, that's a billion rand industry. You know what I mean? So, you know, what means more? Giving people hope or creating a billion rand industry. You know, so it's difficult to actually decide which, you know, which is a bigger impact, but definitely both impactful though.
Okay, so I mean, in 2024, you know, this actually not even 2024, the last, let's say, 5 years,
yes.
Programming and radio bosses, you know, are nervous about the whole, you know, digitization of the world, you know, the social media, you know, the everyone is doing podcasts. You've got a podcast, I've got a podcast,
yes.
And radio might be losing their numbers. Walk me through your understanding of this phenomenon right now with radio getting challenged by the digital space.
I think first, to answer your question, I don't think radio will ever die, if that's what you're asking.
That's what I'm asking. There we go.
I don't think radio will ever die. I mean, you need to, you know, those that are about the culture will know that, you know, radio panicked when MTV started playing music videos.
Hmm.
You know, remember when MTV used to actually play music videos?
Yep.
So you know, a lot of radio people panicked about how radio's in trouble. And this was in the 80s.
Hmm.
You know, the iPod was born thanks to the dudes at Apple. And again, there was a panic. Radio survived that. Digital streaming, radio survived that. So I don't think podcasting is a threat to radio.
Hmm.
I think what we need to find is there's a hybrid in terms of how both of them can, because they serve a different aspect of what we need as listeners.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you know, the podcast I listen to is because it serves a specific need, but it will never replace radio. It will never replace the personality on the radio.
Hmm.
And I'll tell you why I say that. Majority of the songs we play on the radio, the kids out there have had for 3, 4, 5 months already. So in terms of popular culture, we're playing old music on the radio. But because you can't replace the voice on the radio, that's where radio's magic is. Radio's magic is in the personality. So then the big question becomes, as radio managers, how does your programming cater for that such that it becomes worthwhile? And I always argue, for instance, if you're doing a drive show,
yeah,
and you play 3 songs in a row, and not one person complains, then there's a problem with the way you're doing radio.
Uh-huh.
Because your listeners should never allow you to play more than 2 songs, because they've tuned in for you, not for the music.
Oh, thank you, Fresh. I think you just opened a can of worms, because these are the debates and the fights that we have behind the scenes. Oh, my Lord.
No, because I tune in for the personality, because I've got the music already.
Yeah.
Radio can't play the music, my guy. I don't have.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I remember, whenever I play a double play, there's a complaint. Dude, I'm not here for the music. I'm here for you.
Mm. Oh, my word. You know what? I'm going to package this, especially what you said. I'm going to send it to the CEO.
Sorry, I'm not hiring if you lose your job.
Man, listen, real quick. I mean, especially now, I mean, look, obviously your radio knowledge is not going to go anywhere. It's been 32 years,
yeah.
Okay? So I think for me, especially the time that maybe because of the phase or the era in my life that I was going through, the most impact that you had on me when you're on radio is when you did Metro Breakfast with Sumizi. Who were the other two again?
Sumizi, Mpo, and Angie.
And Angie. That was the most impact on me, all right?
Yep.
So, no disrespect to DJ Sebi, if you were ever given the challenge once again to handle Breakfast at Metro, would you take up the challenge?
You know what? Because I feel it's unfinished business, purely for that, I would. Because I think they dismantled our team just as we were taking full flight.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And with, you know, with all due respect to anyone that's ever replaced me, I always say, you know, you can get someone to do the show I used to do, but you can never replace me.
Hmm.
And you know, evidence of that. I mean, I haven't been on radio for 3 years. For the past, I've won 2 radio awards in the last 3 years. I haven't been on radio in 3 years. and such should be your impact as a broadcaster. Your impact should be such that even when you're not on the radio, when people ask about radio, your name is top of the mind. That's the impact you ought to have as a broadcaster, whether it's radio, whether it's TV, whatever it is. you should become synonymous with the word that people ask about in whatever industry you're in. Mm. If you're not doing that, then you have a little bit of work to do. Mm. So be of impact, be memorable. When people think radio in Namibia, who do they think about? That's the question you should ask yourself every day before you put on that mic.
That is incredible. DJ Fresh, ladies and gentlemen, wow. I can almost tell you, I know for a fact your confidence probably rubbed a lot of people the wrong way, especially in boardrooms and line managers.
To tell you the honest truth, generally at work I keep quiet and I let the numbers speak for themselves. Mm. So I'll never walk into a boardroom and and beat my chest. Mm. All I always say is, let me show you, or allow me to show you how I want to do it. And then the numbers speak for themselves. So you need to know when to beat your chest and when not to beat your chest. You need to know when to let your work speak for itself, because often it will.
Man, happy World Radio Day to you. You're a legend. We appreciate you. We're expecting that visit to Namibia. When is it happening, my guy?
Geez, there were some guys wanted me to come there. I'm busy with a tour in...
We sort of missed you there. You said you were busy with a tour? We're losing you there, Fresh. Just give us a second. Sometimes switch off, switch on works like a charm. Let me just quickly call you back. Fresh, just real quick. We're losing you there, Fresh. Let's just quickly call him back. Sometimes switch on, switch off works like a charm. That's what IT would always tell us, isn't it? Let's quickly get hold of Fresh just once again, just for that last thought, for that last question. Fresh, there we go. You're back on.
Yes, sir.
You were saying you're busy with a tour right now?
Yeah, I'm busy with a tour in Botswana. So end of April, Botswana. So I can probably do May, June. Because there's a Gen 200 to bring me to Namibia, but just the times didn't allow. So,
May will be perfect because that's my birth month. And I will see you soon, my man. Thank you so much for your conversation.
Why don't you throw a birthday party and then I can play there?
You see, Fresh, I got your contacts now. I'll reach out to your people. It's a done deal. We're going to make this happen, sir.
Shout out Fresh FM. Love you guys and keep up the great work, man. And thanks for representing my name.
No relation to you, bro. Come on, Fresh. But you know what? Take it.
On behalf of food and milk and all other things Fresh, we approve.
Cheers, my good sir.
Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.